HRH Leeds, we're chasing dragons.
Woo!
Right, you guys are just on the road in Leeds, so is this like as close to a hometown gig as you've got coming up?
No, actually, we play Wakefield in a couple of weeks, and we're doing a little festival called Redemption Festival, which is shaping up to be really cool. Some really wicked bands in there, like Falling Red and bands like that. So do come and check that out. So yeah.
You've got a tour at the beginning of October, I think.
We certainly do. Yeah, good memory. Yeah, no, we do. We're touring. We're doing a UK run of tours from the 6th to the 15th of October. So loads of towns on there. Do come and check us out.
And today, obviously, you've got the two different sets. You've had the acoustic set earlier on, obviously the big band set later. Do you treat them as completely separate entities, or did you kind of try and merge the two together?
No. They're kind of completely... I would say they're completely separate, but they're not really, are they? So, they're kind of... No, the two are...
It's just the songs, but...
The acoustic set was the tickler. That was the tickler and the teaser for what's to come later on, I guess. So, gosh, wow, that sounds exciting to do that. Is that Simon Bevel?
Yes.
Those guys are supporting us on our lead stage in a few weeks' time, so we'll have to go catch them.
Did you have to basically convert your songs down to acoustic for today's set?
Yes. So, it's your job.
So what was it like basically deconstructing the song set and reconstructing them into the acoustic manner?
Annoying.
Hard work.
Time consuming.
Just annoying and time consuming.
The hard part is giving Chimp two extra strings.
Yes, because he normally has four, and for acoustic sets you've got six, haven't you? It's quite difficult.
And he struggles to play four anyway.
So. Oh, we beat him up. We love him really, so.
One day I'll prove you all wrong.
You guys have got, I think it's five albums and EPs that have been released already.
Well, we have. We haven't actually released an album yet, believe it or not. We've had three EPs and a few singles in between.
Okay.
So, we've had about five releases or so over the sort of 5.5 years we've been together. But we're very much scrimping and saving for this album at the moment. So.
The album, exactly.
The album of the year. The year is yet to be defined.
Yes, exactly. No, we are. We're definitely aiming for 2018. When in 2018, we can't tell you guys yet. But it will be as soon as we can afford to get it out there and give it as much as we can do as well. It's not just, we don't want to, for want of a better phrase, drop the album and then let it just get drowned out by the mass that is the music industry these days. So we want to give it enough that it can get out there, get heard.
So do you actually have the album written then and just wait to record it?
Yep, exactly. Yeah, pretty much exactly that. Yeah, the album is written. I mean, we say the album's written. We have as many songs as tracks that we'd like on the album, but then we write new stuff like every month, don't we? So if something better comes along, it pushes one out of the album lineup. We've chopped and changed a bit, haven't we? So since we originally decided what was going on it, it's an ever evolving album. Promise
that
it'll be worth the wait.
Thanks for your time. Good luck with your big band show later on the stage.
We're going to put our big band shoes on.
Big band shoes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.